Hi, everyone. It is Thursday morning, and we have our first interview of the day. I am here with Titus. Titus, why don't you introduce yourself to our audience?
Hi, everyone. I'm Titus Winters. I'm the tech lead and manager for Google's C++ library team, which means that I'm kind of broadly responsible for trying to maintain consistency and code health standards for a code base of 100 million lines.
Very cool. So how long have you been at that job and at Google overall?
I've been at Google now 4 years, and I've been doing this job in particular about 3.5 of that.
Okay, how'd you find yourself in on that team?
It was blind luck. I kind of transferred onto the team right when it was forming. There was originally going to be a number of us on there, but it wound up just being me and one of the kind of very senior guys.
Okay.
And he told me lots of stories about how the code base came to be and kind of left me alone for a few months. And I took great advantage of that, and we've kind of grown from there.
Very cool. So. Glad you made it that far. So as one of our speakers at the conference, Titus, when did you give your talk?
I got my talk yesterday morning.
Oh, cool. So you get to enjoy the rest of the conference.
Yes.
Hopefully.
Yes.
So as our audience is watching this a while after the conference has been over, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you talked about?
So my talk was entitled The Philosophies of Google C++ Code, which is kind of a hoity-toity sort of title. But really what it was getting at was Google's C++ style guide is one of the more regularly referenced style guides in a kind of public sphere. And there are some contentious issues in it. Among the hats I wear, I'm one of the style arbiters. So the kind of committee of three that decides what goes into the style guide and what changes we make over time and what direction the code base is going. So this was a talk very much about not particularly just the choices that we have made in the style guide, but really the things that underlie all of those rules. Right? So there's kind of core philosophies like we're optimizing for the reader of the code, not the writer of the code.
Right.
And
yep.
We're trying to make sure that things are explicit and not surprising so that non-experts reading through a function can see, you know, where all of the potential pitfalls lie without having to necessarily have depth in what every function individually is doing. So leave a trace for the reader is kind of one of our core philosophies there.
Very cool.
And then we had lots of time for Q&A with, you know, bring out the pitchforks and torches and try to get Google style guide to allow exceptions and things like that.
What were some of the interesting questions or comments you got during the session?
A lot of it was kind of the expected stuff for me of people believing that we were crazy. Like, they're like, you say you don't use exceptions and yet the standard library uses exceptions. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, show me where I can't use the standard library if I'm not allowed to throw an exception.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, you know, there's using at on vector, which you can certainly work around, you just use square brackets. And then there's the example that everyone brings up of, well, but operator new can throw, and I just don't care, because in our environment, if you're out of memory, you just die. Like, mm-hmm. You're not gonna recover anyway, so. So being able to have the opportunity to explain the context in which all of these things make sense was a lot of fun.
Very cool. Yeah, it's nice that I guess you had something to talk about that I think a lot of people can relate to, because it's, yeah. It's
according to the crowd at 9 a.m., there were a lot of people that could relate to it. So, yeah,
excellent.
It was good.
So what are your impressions of the first CPP Con ever?
I'm really impressed. I've been talking with Chandler Carruth, who kind of helped instigate and organize for a long time. He was kind of like, you should submit stuff. And so I've been hearing bits and pieces of it for a while, but wasn't sure what to expect. I mean, no one's sure what to expect when it's a first-year conference. And I know that I've been traditionally very kind of insular in my own internal to Google world. So it was both surprising and interesting for me to see how large and well-assembled a first-year conference it was, and also just great to actually be out and like interact with people outside of my kind of insular inside Google.
Oh, certainly sort do of have community. You do have a tendency to stick with people with
right, you know. So great, like, see how everyone else is doing things. Like, remember that, yeah, we could pick up a thing or two from everyone. So that was all good.
Awesome. Anything else about you and C++ that you'd like to share with the audience?
I think. So, because of the role that I play internal to Google, I do a lot of writing and outreach internally. And being here and talking to people and seeing things on slide code that drive me crazy, it's kind of driven home the notion that I really need to try to participate publicly more. So I'm going to be kind of looking for more forums and find a place to publish and write, you know, and try to put out another voice into the conversation about things like, no, it's not almost always auto. Mm-hmm. So, sorry, Herb.
All right. So, well, Titus, thank you so much for your time, for coming by.
Yeah, and thank you for having me.
Yeah. Enjoy the rest of the conference.
I will.